What is dyslexia? Dyslexia is a neurological disorder that affects reading skills. It is characterized by difficulty in reading accurately and fluently. People with dyslexia may also have problems with other language skills, such as writing and spelling. It is characterized by difficulties with phonemic awareness, phonology, and word decoding skills. A person with dyslexia is sometimes called dyslexic. There are three main types of dyslexia. Phonological dyslexia. This type of dyslexia makes it difficult to process the sounds of language. Surface dyslexia. This type of dyslexia makes it difficult to read words that are not familiar. Visual dyslexia. This type of dyslexia makes it difficult to read words that are not in the correct order. What causes dyslexia? Dyslexia occurs in people of all intellectual levels and from all walks of life. It is not caused by a lack of intelligence. In fact, many people with dyslexia are very intelligent. Dyslexia is believed to be caused by a difference in the way the brain processes information. There is no single cause of dyslexia. Dyslexia is caused by a variety of factors, including genetic predisposition, brain structure, and cognitive skills. It is also believed to be caused by a combination of genetic and environmental factors. What are the risk factors for dyslexia? There are a number of risk factors that may increase the chance of a child developing dyslexia, including a family history of dyslexia, a low birth weight, premature birth, exposure to drugs or alcohol during pregnancy, a mother's age over 40 years old, a father's age over 50 years old. How to diagnose dyslexia? Signs and symptoms of dyslexia. Most people with dyslexia have difficulty with some of the following: reading accurately, reading fluently, use their reading skills in other areas of learning, such as writing and comprehension, spelling words correctly, writing, pronouncing words correctly, understanding what they read, organizing and remembering information. People with dyslexia often have a higher than average IQ. Phonemic awareness, phonology. Processing speed. Working memory. Verbal memory. Mathematics, dyscalculia. There is no single test for dyslexia. A diagnosis is usually made based on a combination of factors, including the child's symptoms, the child's family history, a psychological assessment, an educational assessment. What is the cure for dyslexia? There is no cure for dyslexia. However, with proper diagnosis and treatment, most people with dyslexia can learn to read and write. Dyslexia is the most common learning disability. It affects approximately 5 to 10% of the population. Dyslexia occurs in all ethnic groups and in both genders. How to treat dyslexia? What can help dyslexia? How to help someone with dyslexia? There are many ways to help someone with dyslexia. Some people with dyslexia need help with reading and writing. Others need help with spelling and grammar. And still others need help with both reading and writing. There is no cure for dyslexia, but there are a number of interventions that can help people with the condition to manage their symptoms. These include specialized teaching methods, assistive technology, counseling and support, medication, educational accommodations in the workplace or education setting, assistive technologies, specialized instruction, dyslexia-specific tutoring. Start receiving help today. Impact of dyslexia on learning. Dyslexia can have a significant impact on a person's life. It can affect their education, employment, and social life. How dyslexia affects reading and writing. Dyslexia affects reading and writing in different ways. Some people with dyslexia have difficulty reading aloud. Others have trouble understanding what they read. And still, others have trouble with both reading and writing. How to teach dyslexia students? Most dyslexia experts agree that the best way to help a dyslexia student is to provide specialized instruction and accommodations. However, there are a few things that all teachers can do to create a dyslexia-friendly environment in the classroom and to support dyslexic students emotionally. Here are a few tips for teachers. Assess for dyslexia early and often. If you suspect that a student may have dyslexia, refer him or her to a qualified professional for an evaluation. Create a dyslexia-friendly environment in the classroom. This means providing extra time for assignments, using a variety of instructional methods, and being understanding and supportive. Modify instruction for dyslexia students. This may include using dyslexia-friendly materials, breaking down assignments into smaller chunks, and providing oral instructions. Support dyslexia students emotionally. This includes helping them to develop a positive attitude towards themselves and their abilities. Provide support to students with dyslexia in the classroom. There are a number of ways to support students with dyslexia in the classroom. These include providing accommodations such as extra time for assignments and tests, using multisensory teaching methods, and offering explicit and systematic instruction in phonemic awareness, phonics, and vocabulary. Dyslexia teaching methods, different approaches to teaching students with dyslexia. There are a variety of different approaches that can be used to teach students with dyslexia. These include the Orton-Gillingham approach. What is the Orton-Gillingham approach? The Orton-Gillingham approach is a teaching method that is specifically designed to help dyslexic students. It is an evidence-based approach that has been shown to be effective in helping dyslexic students improve their reading skills. How can the Orton-Gillingham approach help dyslexia? The Orton-Gillingham approach can help dyslexia by providing a structured and systematic approach to teaching reading. It is specifically designed to help dyslexic students, so it can be very effective in helping them improve their reading skills. What are the benefits of the Orton-Gillingham approach? There are many benefits of the Orton-Gillingham approach, including that it is specifically designed to help dyslexic students, it is an evidence-based approach, and it can help improve reading skills. Wilson Reading System. The Wilson Reading System is a program that helps people with dyslexia learn to read. The program is based on the Orton-Gillingham approach to reading instruction, which is a research-based approach that has been shown to be effective for people with dyslexia. The program is structured and sequential, and it uses a multisensory approach to teaching reading. The program is individualized to meet the needs of each student, and it is designed to be used in a small group setting. The program begins with an assessment to determine the student's reading level. The student then starts at the beginning of the program and works through the levels, progressing at his or her own pace. Each level of the program consists of a series of lessons, and each lesson is designed to teach a specific skill. The Wilson Reading System is an intensive program, and it requires a commitment from both the student and the teacher. The program is typically implemented for 2 hours per day, 5 days per week. The Wilson Reading System has been shown to be effective for people with dyslexia. The program has been shown to improve reading skills, and it has also been shown to improve self-esteem and confidence. Lindemood Bell LIPS Program. The LIPS program was developed by Nancy Bell, a speech pathologist, and Linda Mood, a reading specialist. The program is offered at Lindemood Bell Learning Centers, which are located in the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, and Australia. The program is also offered online. The LIPS program has been shown to be effective in helping dyslexia sufferers improve their reading and spelling skills. In a study conducted by the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, it was found that the LIPS program helped dyslexia sufferers improve their reading skills by an average of 2 grade levels. The program has also been found to be effective in helping dyslexia sufferers improve their spelling skills. Dyslexia teaching strategies. Dyslexia teaching strategies are specialized instructional techniques that are designed to help students with dyslexia learn to read and write. These strategies are based on the latest research on how the brain processes information and can be adapted to meet the individual needs of each student. What are the benefits of dyslexia teaching strategies? There are many benefits of using dyslexia teaching strategies in the classroom. These strategies can help students with dyslexia to improve their reading and writing skills, and can also help to boost their confidence and self-esteem. In addition, using dyslexia teaching strategies can help all students in the classroom by providing them with a more differentiated and individualized learning experience. How can I implement dyslexia teaching strategies in my classroom? If you think that some of your students may be struggling with dyslexia, there are a few things that you can do to start implementing dyslexia teaching strategies in your classroom. First, you can talk to the parents of your students to see if they have any concerns or observations about their child's reading and writing skills. You can also talk to your school's special education department to see if they have any resources or recommendations for dyslexia teaching strategies. Finally, there are a number of online resources that can provide you with information and ideas for dyslexia teaching strategies. What are some specific dyslexia teaching strategies? There are a number of different dyslexia teaching strategies that you can use in your classroom. Some of the most common dyslexia teaching strategies include using a multisensory approach to teaching reading and writing. This means using a combination of visual, auditory, and kinesthetic/tactile modalities to help students learn. Using a phonics-based approach to teaching reading. This means focusing on the sounds of individual letters and letter combinations, and teaching students how to blend these sounds together to read words. Teaching students strategies for decoding words. This means teaching students how to break down words into their individual sound parts, and then putting the sounds back together to read the word. Using assistive technology. This means using specialized software or devices that can help students with dyslexia to read and write. Providing accommodations. This means making changes to the way that information is presented or to the expectations for student performance. Accommodations might include, for example, allowing extra time for tests or assignments, or providing printed material in a larger font size. How do I know if my students are benefiting from dyslexia teaching strategies? If you are using dyslexia teaching strategies in your classroom, you should see some improvements in your students' reading and writing skills. What resources are available for teaching students with dyslexia? There are a number of excellent resources available for teaching students with dyslexia. These include books, websites, and software programs. FTC disclaimer. This post may contain affiliate links. We may earn a small commission from qualifying purchases when you click a link at no extra cost to you. As an Amazon associate, I earn from qualifying purchases at no cost to you. Thank you for your love and support.